Well, look who actually showed up. I was a little worried I might have scared you off after my lesson earlier today. It was more intense than you were expecting, right? Most boys who sign up to take my class think they know what sort of obedience I demand to be shown. It just makes it more fun when I show them what you're all really in for. Don't act like you didn't enjoy humiliating yourself for me, puppy. Yeah, I've had lots of experience with your type. The type of boy that looks all innocent and respectful at a glance. But really, you're just a pathetic little pervert begging to be punished and used by a woman. At least, you're all more fun to play with than the disobedient men I've had to discipline. You still seem eager to be disciplined, though. You're tenting for me already. Take it out. Let me feel it. Yeah. Look at you moaning just for me placing my hand on your cock. See? I told you. Pathetic. Perverted puppy. Who just wants to get dominated and be made to obey me. I'll bet that's part of the reason why you decided to take my class. You're just lucky I like that in a boy. Especially one that hasn't been claimed and is just begging to be taught a lesson. I suggest you get very comfortable with having this uncomfortable erection, my puppy. Because it's not going away until I'm satisfied with your progress. Though, you might find some perverse enjoyment in what I'm about to teach you. I'll be sure to make it agonizing for you. Purely for the sake of your education, of course. See? A good boy must show obedience at all times. And that especially means that if a woman says you aren't allowed to come, you can't. No matter how badly your cock begs for it. But, since you're so inexperienced, I'll just be testing you to see how long you can last under my punishment. So, turn that slutty ass of yours around and get your back up against the desk, between my legs. You're going to stand there and keep still while I do whatever I want with your cock. Good. And remember, no bucking your hips. No moving your legs. And no matter what, no coming. Not unless I feel merciful enough to give you permission. Understand? Ah, good boy. And then, I'm going to just trap your hands at your sides with my thighs. I'll start your lesson by using my hands on you. And let's see how much of a good boy you can really be. Oh, what's the matter? Are my hands stroking you too hard? And squeezing you too tight? Is that what's making you tremble and whimper like a scared puppy? Your cock seems to be enjoying it, though. It's hard for me. And twitching so much in my hands. Naughty puppy. Didn't I tell you this was a lesson? You're not supposed to be having fun. You're supposed to be worried about us not coming. And that's all a pathetic boy like you should be doing when a woman like me is touching you. Just focus on what I taught in class earlier today. Focus on how completely submissive to me you are. Focus on how much you belong to me. Focus on the fact that I haven't given you permission to come. And good boys never come until told by their woman. And tell it to yourself as many times as you need to hold your cum inside these thick and heavy balls. I belong to her. I want to be her good boy. I'm not allowed to come. Come on. Let me hear you say it. Good boy. Don't stop. Keep reminding yourself how mine you are. Yeah, puppy. Yeah, you're doing great. Letting out so many moans and whimpers while you remind yourself how obedient you are. It's so pathetic. So cute. No, but look at you slowing down already. What? Are you really that sensitive to getting your helpless cock squeezed and stroked? Or maybe you're just a pathetic boy who likes being a helpless little plaything for a dominant woman to use. I think we both know it's a bit of both. Okay, I think we found your limit. So I'm going to give you a countdown now. Be ready when I get to one. Okay, puppy? 6. There you go. No, it's almost over. Just a little longer. 5. Oh, but not yet. Don't you dare come yet. You haven't been given permission. 4. Can you hold it? I wonder. Are you going to be a good boy or a bad boy? 3. Be a good boy. Be a good boy no matter how much you want to come. Be good boy. 2. I'm so close. Oh, you're so close. Oh, you're so close. Oh, and you want it so bad. No, I know, but... Oh, guess what, puppy? You don't get to come yet. I'm not done playing with you. Oh? Did I go too far, Or are you getting so ready to come that you can't hold it back? Remember the mantra. I want to be a good boy. I belong to her. I'm not allowed to come. Repeat it. Don't let yourself come. Don't be a bad boy. Don't let yourself come. Don't be a bad boy. Don't let yourself come. Don't be a bad boy. Well done. You can take a second to catch your breath a bit. Oh, I'm sorry, puppy. That may have been a bit harsh for your first special lesson, but women can be cruel to the things that we like sometimes, and it's your responsibility as a good boy to be prepared to obey even a command like that. It was for your own good. Understand? But since you managed to hold on for me, I'm going to give you permission to come if you can last through this final stroking session. I promise. I'll even use my feet to get you off. And since I'm sure a naughty boy like you would enjoy that. And the entire time I do, you're going to repeat to yourself, I'll and be your good boy. I'll be your good boy. I'll be your good boy. Start saying that over and over and over again. There. Now, don't stop repeating that for a second. Otherwise, I'll stop and include some additional punishment to correct your failure. Ready? Good boy. There you go. Can you whimpering about how much you want to be my good boy? Moan your submission to me as my feet jerk you off. They feel so soft and smooth, don't they? Rubbing up beneath your shaft. Rubbing over your balls. Rubbing all around your tip. Oh, and look. You're covering them in your pre-cum. Oh, it's getting my feet all wet and slippery. Making them even better for stimulating and pumping and torturing your aching, cum-filled cock. No. Oh, you want to be a good boy so bad. You can't help stuttering and shaking. No, I knew it. And deep down, you're just a pathetic boy who can't handle a woman's desires. Just like all the other bad boys I've dealt with over the years. Are you going to be bad for me too, puppy? No? Well, then. And you better keep telling me how badly you want to be my good boy. Say it like you mean it. Say it to me, not just yourself. Don't focus on the way my feet slide over your twitching penis so easily. And don't focus on how good I'm making your cock feel. Don't focus on how badly you want to come. How badly you need to come. No, your entire body is trembling now. So much tension. So much pressure. So much lust being held back just for me. And your voice. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're moaning my mantra like it's a prayer. Ah, such sweet desperation. You're being such a good boy for me, aren't you? But be careful, good boy. If you act too good, a particularly cruel woman might want to see if she can force you to be a bad boy. Maybe by slipping her hands under your shirt and rubbing your nipples while she strokes your cock. You're slowing down again, puppy. And here I was just about to give you your countdown to release. Maybe I had high hopes for you. Do you want to be a good boy? Really? Can you handle it? Can you? Can you? Oh, well, there's only one way to find out then, isn't there? 10. Oh, yes, you've almost done it. You're almost there. 9. You're so close to getting permission and yet still so far away from it. 8. How long can you last? How long can you keep saying the mantra? Oh, with me pinching your nipple, with my feet squeezing your cock. 7. But you know you need to. You know you need to be a good boy and obey. 6. No matter what, you need to obey until given permission. It's the only way you'll be a good boy. 5. Show me then. Show me how badly you want to be good. Show me how good you can be. Show me how obedient you can be. 4. Yes. That's oh sexy. Withholding that agonizingly intense orgasm out of obedience to me. Out of complete and utter submission to me. That's so perfect, my puppy. 3. Right there. Right there. I'm right about to get permission. But right about to come, too. 2. And tell me how much you want to be my good boy. And tell me how much you need to be my good boy. How badly do you need to be my good boy? My puppy. And tell me. And tell me. 1. Oh, fine. Then you're such a good boy. Come for me. Come. Come. Oh, good boy. Good boy. That's right. Come and spurt and pump all over my feet. Let it all out over me. All right, you can stop saying the mantra now, puppy. It's okay now. You've convinced me. You're a good boy. So, you can turn around and sit in my lap if you want. Rest your head against my neck. Just don't tell anyone else that I did this for you. There we go. Yeah. You can lean on me. Relax into me. Sink into my arms around you. I've got you, puppy. I've got you. You? And it's surprisingly well for a boy like you. And now that I know your limit of obedience, I can spend every private lesson with you testing your boundaries to extend them further. But don't worry. I'll give you aftercare like this at the end of every lesson. I promise. A very good boy. Well now, look at you asking for a mile after getting an inch on your leash. It's like you want me to punish you more. But fine. And only because you're so pathetically cute clinging onto me like this. Yes, puppy. You've been a very good boy.